Okay, Tov, today's daf is Nedarim daf Mem Aleph, Nedarim Mem Aleph. We reached the top of Mem Aleph. Let's go back, actually. Mem Amud Beis, very short Amud. Let's go back to the two dots in the middle of the Amud. Amar Rav Ami, Amar Rav. So the truth is we were talking about Bikur Chayim. We're going to get back to the topic of Bikur Chayim. But the Gemara had segued because we quoted some members from Rav and Amar Rav, first related to a Chayla, and the Shekhinah being in the vicinity of the Chayla, and Akash Baruch Hu sustaining the Chayla. Then we went segued into other members of Rav and Amrav, namely Legabe, the waters of the Nahar Pras, the Euphrates, whether it's rainwater, whether it's assumed to be a natural, like spring water. So we got sidetracked. And now, according to the Girsa of the Ein Yaakov, this member also, which is not related to Bikur Chayim per se, is also authored by not Rav Ami Amarav the way we have it, but rather Rav and Amarav. So it's more members from the same author. We find that often in Shas, that when you have a bunch of members from the same author, they'll be put together, even if just the first one was relevant to our topic and the rest aren't, but it's put together. So that would be a good explanation of why this Gemara comes up here as well. Otherwise, it really doesn't have a place here. But again, the Girsa we have in front of us, Amarav Amarav, whereas the Ein Yaakov switches it to Rav and Amarav. Make for yourself kelim of galus. Kelim, you need to go to galus. This was a commandment to Yecheskel. He should make kelim that you need to go to galus, and the people should see, and they should get the message about going to galus themselves. What kelim? And preparing for galus. Ner, a lamp. The kara. Kara means, usually kara often can mean a plate. Over here means a bowl. And they've actually mean it's a bowl that's used for kneading dough. And lastly, top of the mouth, the shetiach, and a mat, the Rishonim say, the different Peshatim, the rush. Ron, either it's a mat to sit on when they want to sit, or it's a mat, Ron says it's a leather mat, either to sit on or to sleep on. It's a mat they used to put on the ground under themselves before they sat or slept. Now, this pasuk is a pasuk in Kisavai, b'cheser kol, by the pasuk over there of tachas that you didn't deserve, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'simcha, or to leva, when you had a lot of abundance, you'll now are going to have to be serving enemies that Hashem will put up against you, and you'll be serving in hunger and hunger and thirst, and the pasuk ends b'chaser kol without anything. What does it mean b'chaser kol? You're missing. You have nothing. What does it mean without anything? What are the basic necessities that you're still going to be missing? Those as well. Again, Amar of Ami Amarav, or according to the Ein Yaakov, would be Rav and Amarav. B'lei ner v'lishulchan. It means without a lamp and without a table. Rav Chizkiya Amar, you know what it means b'chaser kol without anything? It means b'lei ish without a wife. It's Yosef explains that the idea of a wife, the mile of a wife, especially in Golus, in being when subjugated amongst other nations, having a wife, because having a spouse, having a companion to be savable and tsar with, it makes it much more tolerable than suffering alone by oneself. Without someone to be misharism, without daya, tana b'lei melech v'lei revav. In the Bryce they taught, b'lei melech without salt, v'lei revav, or without grease. That's the Mepharish explains the grease is like a dip for like your food, for your vegetables, for your breads. It was a dip for your food that the revive typically means like a stain. It means like it means grease, oil. Okay. Before you get further Gemara, just one point back on the kara on the mixing bowl. So in the times of Yecheskel, they were saying that there was instruction from Hashem to make kelim for going into galus, and one of the kelim he made was a mixing bowl, because the pasuk actually says that Klal Yisrael broke their teeth eating bread. When it describes the hardships in Golos, they broke their teeth eating bread. And the Fresh Explained actually relates to this, because they didn't take the message, they didn't prepare themselves bowls, so they had to make their dough in the ground, on the ground, and when you make the dough on the ground, what gets mixed in? Pebbles get mixed in, and therefore when they ate the bread, nebuch, their teeth, it would cause their teeth to crack, because they didn't have clean bread. Okay. Amar Abaye, Naktinan, we have a Messiah. When we refer to aniyas, to poverty, true poverty is poverty of understanding. That's true poverty. Rav Amri, and I just used to say, Tidabay, this is of course they made a song out of these words, Tidabay, Kulabay, someone who has das, understanding, Kulabay is everything. Tidabay, and one who doesn't have this within him, doesn't have understanding inside him, Mabay, what does he really have? Dakani, one who has this, again, das, Machaser, if he's kinda das, machaser, what's he missing? Dalaikan, if he doesn't have this, again, referring to das, then makani, what has he acquired? The word dumb means this, to be clear, not should be confused with the word of day. That would be dal ayin. Dal ayin would be, you know, da, like, no, we have some sort of understanding, some sort of reference to knowledge or understanding. Over here, it's for the word, the dal aleph means this, and this is referring to Deya, again, which is ironically enough Dalayan, but the Dalaf is referring to Deya. Okay, so there are two Lashanis here. Didabe Kula Bey, Udlaybe Mahbe. That's one who has knowledge, has everything, and one who doesn't, what does he have? And the second Lashan, who Dakani, one who has Das, one who's created Das, Machas, what is he missing? And one who doesn't have Das, what does he have? So it seems to be repetitive. What are these two Nakudas, Fractal Karanaira? Why is the Gemara repeating these two ideas within Das? It could be poetic, it could be nice to shine us, but usually there's more to it. Answers the Karanaira, because there's two types of Das. A person is born with a certain amount of brain capacity, of brain space, of strength of his mind. And that's natural. That's not something he works for. He gets it naturally. So that's one madrig we're talking about, that a person who has inherent das that he's born with, that's, listen, if he has that, it's a good thing. And that's the, that is actually referred to in the words didabe, the first lashon, that a person who has das, he's born with it. He's got the stuff. And when he doesn't have it, what does he have? The next one is referring to even a person's born, no matter what, no matter how much das a person's born with, he has to schwitz and work to try to put more das, more knowledge, more information, more understanding into his body. That's his job. So that is dakani. One who's kaina this das, then machasa, what's he missing? That's referring to the second level of das, namely the das that we work on. Again, each person has a certain level of das that he's born with and das that he works on. And we're saying that having both those in abundance is special. Okay. Amar Basandra, Amar Chib Rabba. Back to Bikur Chaylim. Or at least members relating to Chayla. A Chayla doesn't get better from a sickness until he gets a part of his aversion. It first puts Slicha of Averis, and then Akash Baruch Hu forgives all Averis and heals all the sick. The fact that the fact that these two ideas were put together in the Pasuk and Tilim, Tilim Kuf Gimel, so that teaches us that the Refuah comes after a Slicha. If you don't know, just look in Shemar Asrei. What's the order for us, right? We have Slach Lanu, and then two sections later, not the immediate following section, you have Re'in V'Anyenu in between, and then you have Refrainu. So the Gemara Megillah goes to the order of the Shemir Esrei, but the Gemara Megillah actually says that really should be Slicha followed by Refuah, like our Gemara. The Marsha points out that the Gemara Megillah says really should be Slicha followed by Refuah, like Yad Gemara. The reason why Re'eh goes seventh is because Re'ina is in between, because that's the seventh bracha, and there's a drasha, the seventh bracha should be about personal Yeshua, so that's why Re'eh goes in between, only because it had to be the seventh bracha. But really, we're still having Slicha and Refuah next to each other, because Refuah is preceded by Slicha. Runa says he actually goes back to the days of his Yoth, meaning Pasha means like sin free. Shenemar, Ritufash, Besari, Menayar, Yashiv, Limei, Alumav. He goes back to his days of young when he gets his refuah from his sickness. Kamishkar Fach to Becholye, you turn over his bed in his illness. Amar Vesef, Lemar, to Mishkach Lemudei. This teaches us that a person who becomes sick, that getting sick causes to forget his learning. So we'll elaborate more on that next Gemara, but some say it actually connects very much with the prior Gemara. Just like when he gets sick and then he gets better, he has like a clean slate in the sense that he gets a kapara and he goes back to his days of young and during the refuah, so too on the flip side he forgets his learning because he's a clean slate. It goes hand in hand. He's a clean slate from his averus, but he also forgets some of his learning and he goes back to having to learn again as well. He got sick and he forgot his learning from his sickness. Famous, this guy comes up all of Shas. Abai reviewed all of the teachings that Rabbi Yosef had taught him. Abai repeated it in front of Rabbi Yosef in order to restore Rabbi Yosef's learning. That's why you find all over Shas. I never heard the Shemaitza, and Abai would respond, you taught it to us, and you taught it based on this price, based on this mission, you taught it to us, and it was in this context that you taught it to us. Abai would help restore Rabbi Yosef's learning. We point out the past, we've elaborated on this, that Rabbi Yosef is the one that says in the end of Masechtas Saita, that the Gemara says over there, that Mishemes Rebbe Batla Anava, when Rebbe was Nifter, there no longer were people that had Anivas. And Rabbi Yosef says, Leitema. Don't say Anava Anivis is gone. Take Ka'ana, because there's I. Now, the Masha, I think it's the Masha, some of the Rishonim are so bothered by that obvious, seeming obvious contradiction to claim you're the biggest Anav seems to be a steward to being an Anav. Seems to be. So, the answer they give is, there was actually an Amira named Anna. Don't say there's no Anivis left. Ka'ana, there's Anna. Now, that would mean the Gemara before that, which says that Mishmeis, I forgot who it was, Batla Yira, right? The Yerushalayim is gone, and the Tana says again, don't say there because of like Anna. So this Anna was, if Anna is the name of Tana, not I, that means he was mamish, the epitome of Yerushalayim and of the midah of humility. Okay, not under the world, not under the world. That concept could exist, but. The simple taichas, it really means evasive. And he's saying, Ana, there's I. And we've explained in the past, in other forms, that the Chumash here, I think in Daf as well, that Rabbi Yosef was, Chua Nevis, first of all, the reason why it's not a kasha, Chua Nevis is not making believe, is not putting on a show, you know, being the biggest gadol in the room and sitting in the back of the room. Yeah, he's coming into a shir, sitting down in the back of the winkel, and making believe, because everyone knows, like, stop, everyone comes to you for shaylas, everyone knows that you're the rush of the shul, the rush of the community, the rush of the city, the rush of shiva, to sit in the back is just a joke. It's a fake, I don't know, that's a fake anivus, but that's not what anivus is about. Anivus is knowing who you are, and still not having a gaiva because of it. So saying, I was given bigger kaychas, or compared to what's above me, I'm still so small, not letting that status play a role in one's self-gaiva. But it's not a stira to anivus to know who one is. So to that extent, even knowing you're an anav is not a stira. Okay, but aside from that, that's not really the focus I want to bring up. The part I want to bring up is Rabbi Yosef taught all these talmidim Torah. He's the gadol dar in Torah. He taught Rabbi. He got sick and forgot all his learning. His talmidim restored all his learning to him. Says Rabbi Yosef, you're going to tell me there's no anivus left? I came back like a young Talmud that didn't know anything after being the Gadol Hadar, and I was willing to sit and listen and be retaught everything from scratch. I didn't throw in the towel. I came back to learn. Don't say there's no anivus, okay? The only way I did what I did was because of the Midah of Anava. I think it's a beautiful uptight from our Gemara in that Gemara, the end of Saita. By the way,
don't you forget that also the Lot and Yeshua brought them back.
Very good, very good. They shtelzu the idea of Yeshua. It's not exactly the same. Yeshua, when he forgot it, that's Mar Tamur, I think it is, but they shtelzu over here. Yeshua forgot it. Moshe Rabbeinu said to him, is there anything, it's more, I think it comes a few places, Josh. Is there anything that that you're missing before I'm leaving this world? Is there anything that you're missing? And Yeshua says, what do you mean? I'm a nar l'yamish p'ayil. I never left your side. You said about me, Moshe, that I'm a nar l'yamish p'ayil. So why do you think I'm missing something? And because of that lack of, it was a child is exactly what he did wrong, not either. I don't want to say gaiva, or it was that he felt he was on the same level, and there was no skana. Daira, some of the Chayim won't explain. So because of that, the Gemara doesn't go into the reason why. The Gemara just says, because of that story, he forgot a bunch of his learning, and had to be restored. They do shtel to Tagamar, yes. But the point is, we're over here focusing on Rabbi Yosef, that was Rabbi Yosef's anivus. The Gemara in Seita, I'm almost positive, back on Dav Hey, the Gemara says over there, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu was, when he was choosing a place to give the Torah, he ended up choosing Har Sinai. Basically says, why was the Torah given Har Sinai? Because Har Sinai was the lower mountain, and Har Sinai made itself, was an Anav, and the Torah is nikvah to someone who's Anav. So Rabbi Yosef, on the Fei, is the one that says that the Torah goes into a person who's an Anav. L'shitasa, it's very good. That Rabbi Yosef, at the end of Masechta, the Ka'ana, I have this extreme midah of an Anivus. Okay, says my writer. Kiavi, Gamir Rabbi Tlas Esri Alpi Al-Ukhsa. When Rebbe was learning, Rebbe had learned 13 different versions of the Mishnayos. Agamrei Hechzal of Yomi's Mishnah. Agamrei Reb Chiya Shiv Minayin. He taught Reb Chiya 7 of these versions of Mishnah. Taught it to Reb Chiya. The same Chalash Rebbe. The Rebbe got sick. Ad Reb Chiya Kamei. So Reb Chiya reviewed in front of him. Hana Shiv Api Ad Agamrei. So Reb Chiya was able to restore with Rebbe the 7 that Rebbe had taught him, but the other 6 were gone. Shisa Azdu. Avu Ahu Katsura. There was this laundryman, Avi Shamile, the Rebbe, who lived next to Rebbe, and he overheard all the teachings of Rebbe. Unbelievable, this Pashta laundryman living next to Rebbe, Avi Garslu, he used to overhear Rebbe reciting all these different versions of the Mishnah, and he was able to restore the 6 missing ones. Also, Rebbe became a man, coming Kitzra. So Rebbe went and learned them from this Kitzra, from this laundryman. He taught it to Rebbe. Vasavad Yasa came to Rebbe, and Rebbe went and reviewed it and taught them back, restoring it for Rebbe. Kevichazi lay Rebbe lehu Kitzra. Rebbe see that this laundryman, Amalei Rebbe, Rebbe would say, Atas Yisayisiv as Chia. You made me and Chia. The first explained the Lashon. You made me like Vanefesh Ashas Bachar in the rush. Brings the lashon that we just had a couple weeks ago, the parsha that Avraham Avinu says the nefesh. I mean, it's already more than a few weeks ago. It's over a month ago already, but it goes fast. But the nefesh lashas b'charan again, lashon of making them from here. You made us by restoring to us our Torah. V'chia asayzi. So ata asa eschia. You made chia. Sorry. First version was ata sisa isi v'eschia. You made myself and chia. Egedamri. Some say hakamalei ata asa sisa eschia. You made chia and chia made me. The nace that's done Abba Fuchela to essentially cure him when he gets healed from a sickness. That's green, the nace that was done for Chananim Shavazayah. Why? Chananim Shavazayah, Eish Shel Hedyet. Chananim Shavazayah was a fire that was made by Hedyet. So a fire made by Hedyet is something which all people can put out. Also, they can douse it, put it out. But the sickness of a chela is that of Shemayim, Umiachal Chabesa, and who can put it out other than a Kaish Baruch Hu. First, explain, it doesn't mean that it's more of a nace. The bottom line is, in regular day to day life, people get sick and get better. People go into a fiery furnace and don't live. So it doesn't mean in practice, in like the practical eye, that the every time a sick person gets better is a bigger nace on what we call nace level. It just means that if you think about it on a deeper level, it's actually a bigger nace. I mean, the keichas that are used in Shemayim, every time someone gets sick, has to be healed, are coming from a higher place of keichas, because this illness came from Shemayim, and therefore it's combating an illness for Shemayim, whereas the being saved from a fiery furnace is, of course, a nace nigla, but also it's a issue that was man-made. A man-made issue is easier for Shemayim, so to speak, to take care of. So it comes from a different place in Shemayim, but maybe on this world, it certainly still looks like a big nace. Same author again. Once a person's end of his life, once his time has come, any creature has rulership over him, meaning can bring about his demise. Shenemar, what did Cain say after HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away his protection? Whoever finds me is going to kill me. Whoever, anyone. Mark brings a couple of proofs to this idea. Rav, Amar, Hadam, Kar, first Rav brings a different pasuk. For your mishpat, they stood up today because everyone's your servants. This is just a reference to whoever has the opportunity will carry out HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mission, so to speak. When it's the person's time to die, whoever has that opportunity, we'll do it. Everyone's your servants. In a couple of cases to show this idea that different creatures bring about a person's death when it was that time. Rabbi Shila was told that Shachav Gav Gavaya, that a tall man had died as follows. Hapirachav Girenda Zutra. He's running a small, it means actually a small female mule. The point of it is, the fellow is very tall and the mule is small. So in the modern day, I think mashal to think about is, imagine riding a bicycle where the person is tall, his feet can easily reach the ground. So flipping off such a bicycle would be pretty, I mean, maybe if it's not tall enough, it's actually hard to ride. Your knees can bang into the bars. So it's maybe a little bit of a bad example. The point is, falling down is not such a common occurrence because you have stability of just being able to touch the ground. Just keep that in mind. It says the word Tarka Va'avernar, they're crossing over a river. No, I skipped. Havirachiv Gurain Azuzha Mata Tisera. They reached a bridge, and while crossing the bridge, is Tavit Shadiv Kashachiv. The mule got mad and threw him into the river, and he died. Karyanav Shay, so Rabbi Shila said about this pasuk. He said, he applied the pasuk before, L'mishpatecha amdu hayayim, to mishpatecha amdu hayayim, kelkavadecha. For your mishpat, they stood up today, because they're all your servants. Over here, the mule served as a servant. He was a servant to carry out the mission. This person was supposed to die today. That was the fact. And the way it came about was through the mule, even in an unusual manner, where it would have been the picture of stability. Still, it happened because all the creatures help bring about a person's death in the right time. Shmuel Chazahu Akavad Yasiva Kakresa. Shmuel saw this scorpion sitting on top of again, for some reason, it's a female frog, on top of a frog. Vavanara, and it was crossing the river. The frog was like the boat taking the scorpion. The Ron explains that the scorpion couldn't swim, so the frog took it across the river, and when it got to the river, it jumped, it stung a person, and it killed him. Karela Shmuel said about that story, see, look what happened. The frog helped the scorpion cross the river. The scorpion gave its poisonous bite to kill the person. It was obviously destined, this person was supposed to die today, and the creatures bound together to make sure that happened. Omer Shmuel, back to Chela. Again, this, remember, we got we'll call it somewhat I'll say, sidetracked, because we're quoting the same idea as we had earlier today. We quoted from Barzanja Amr Kiya Braba, since we quoted the same author, and his first memory, even this memory relates a little bit to sickness, talking about a person's dying in the whatever that time is, it's gonna happen no matter what. But it relates to us, but really he had an earlier memory that was more related, because he had said that healing, getting healed from the sick, is greater than the nace of getting healed from being sick is greater than the nace of Hanani Mishael Vazaria. So because he had that memra, we quote another memra about a person dying, even though that memra maybe wouldn't be Mamish Agamara. Same idea, same author, and we bring other somewhat related memras, or even unrelated, just from the same author. Back to Refua. Amar Shmuel. Aim of Akash, you don't visit the sick. You only visit a sick person if he has a fever. That type of sickness you visit. But other illnesses, you don't visit. The Gemara doesn't explain. Lafuki mai, washimul kabi ksula, lafuki hadatanya, lafuki this that was torn to price of Rasi Prata, Aim Rabbi Shimon Blazer, Aim Vakar, Lechelim Ayam, Lechelim Ayam, Mechush Reish. You don't visit someone who's sick with a stomach illness, not someone who's sick with the eye disease, that he's probably oozing out stuff from his eye, nor someone that has headaches. The Gemara explains, Mishlam Lechelim Ayam, stomach illness, very understandable. Mishim Ksufa, it's embarrassing. The person has stomach issues, they have to relieve himself. It's just not a good matzav to be visiting a person, but someone who has eye disease or headaches, by time, speech is harmful to the eye, so you visit him, he's going to have to talk, and that's not good for his eye, and it's good for a fever. Speech is good for fever. So visiting a person who has fever, gibaldic speaking is good for him. Visiting a person who has an eye ailment, and a headache, is not good for him, and therefore one shouldn't visit him because his speech, being with Batriach and speaking, is going to harm him more. Amar Meshum Amar Ava Hay Ashisa. This fever, he loved the Fravanki de Malcha Mavisa. If not for the fact that it's the, you know, it's the tool, so to speak, of the Malcha Mavis, if it's not for the fact that it's the shliach, they touch Fravanki, they touch as the shliach. It's the shliach, it's the agent of the Malcha Mavis. Mali, it would actually be beneficial. What top of it is kichizul dikla, just like the foliage around the palm tree, which protects it. So too, the fever protects the person. We know actually it's a defense mechanism in the body. It actually would be beneficial for the fact that it also is the beginning of one's death as well. Therefore, we look at it all bad. It's not really fully bad. Chad l'tos yamim. If the fever is once every 30 days, it's actually good for the person. V'chiz yiraki legufa, and it's like something which is a therapeutic for the body. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar. Lahi vleitiroker. I don't need the therapeutic measures, and I don't need it. That's what the Gemara says. I don't need the bees, the stings, and I don't need the honey. Right? I don't need, let me stay away from the whole parsha of fever. Ultimately, it's the Malcha Mavis' way of harming someone. A couple of points that we speak out on the prior Gemara. One of them we missed from the Gemara. A bunch of lines early in Amud Aleph. The Risk Rav, when we talk about Rabbi Yosef forgetting his learning, or general, a person, Rabbi forgetting his learning, and the laundryman helping restore it to Rabbi Chiyah, who helps restore it to Rabbi. So on the Mishnah, this is Risk Rav in Parshas Chanan, on the Mishnah, which discusses the Mishnah's Avos, that one who forgets his learning is Chayav and Avshay. Here we have Rabbi Yosef forgot when he got sick, so it's excusable. Rabbi also was sick and forgot his learning, but this idea of forgetting one's learning is a very interesting qualification. It's a very scary Mishnah. Read the Mishnah in Avos, Ashecheach, one who forgets his Mishnah, is Chayav and Avshay. It's an unbelievable Mishnah. It's a good inspiration to chazer, really remember what we learned, but not to diminish that inspiration. But what does that mean? So the Risk Rav brings that it maybe bases already from brings it from already from earlier sources, but the Brisker brings in Parshas Chanan that what it means is it's a diak mishnasa means tereshav al peh. Mishnayos used to be Mishnayos stuff. We used to be not written down, right? Mishnayos were written down. They used to be tereshav al peh. And if one was to forget tereshav al peh, like Uri referenced from Sefer Yeshua, the story with Yeshua forgetting different halachas, forgetting different teachings. Those teachings that were forgotten, if they're never restored, they're gone forever. So over there, one who forgets Mishnah is Mechayev and Afshah, because that forgetting has an everlasting effect, and a negative, terrible effect. Whereas once it's all written down, the Mishnayos and the Gemaras, once written down, even if I forget my learning, Chas v'shalom, you don't have to get some learning, it's not going to have it's a negative effect for the world, of course, but it's not going to have a negative effect to the continuity of giving over Torah, forgetting the deed of Torah, because the Gemara is there, it's written down already. And therefore, this idea of a Shechech, Mishnasa, is Chayav Nafshay, no longer applies. I believe it only applies on a teaching that will be lost forever. That's the idea. That is the qualification the Brisker Rav brings in Parashas Chanan, a very major qualification on that idea. We speak all these words about forgetting learning. You have the mission there, just to, again, in our Gemara, they forgot learning of sickness, but still, the point is the same, the concept still exists, so it's a major qualification. Okay, we just had the Gemara also about two more points on the recent Gemara. First of all, Shmuel was a doctor. Shmuel discussing methods of refuah. I went to visit someone. Shmuel himself was a doctor. And Actually, it's Shmuel. It was also called Shmuel, not because he was not Rav Shmuel, is because he was very busy being a leader and being a doctor. He's a big leader of Bavel. It wasn't so easy to get smicha in Bavel, and he was busy being a big leader of Bavel and being a doctor. He didn't have time to go and get the official smicha. So he's a god aldar, ironically enough, without the official smicha. Hence the name Shmuel. But there's a beautiful diak which Shem Zalman has. If our tzal members can really appreciate this, that Shem Zalman is medayik. It says about Shmuel. Shmuel says, "I know the shvili shemayim. I know like the pathways, the streets in Shemayim, like I know the shvili nardai. Is where he lived in nardai. Just like I know the pathways in nardai, I know the shvili shemayim." Shem Zalman is medayik, not in the fact that he knew the shvili shemayim, but Shmuel knew the paths of nardai. Why was he so fluent in the pathways in the streets of nardai? You say he lived there. No. So Shem Zalman himself says he was a doctor. And a doctor has to know that every moment, knowing the right way, the best way to get somewhere, is pikuch nefesh, it's life and death. Knowing the best travel methods, being able to get there faster, quicker, more efficient, it could be a matter of life and death. And therefore, Shmuel was fluent in the different roads, the different pathways in Ardai, because he was a doctor. Now, lastly, we said, Achil Maim, you shouldn't visit, because it's embarrassing, because he has stomach shilshul, so the Shulchan Aruch brings the halacha, and just brings, but Avad, the person can still go to Beis Chitzon, and like we had in yesterday's Gemara, a person, he could do Bikur Chilim, and see the person, and tend to his needs, but he could also go close, outside the house, and call to him, and give him chizik, and daven for him. There's other benefits also, even if you can't, Ramesh's shuva we spoke about calling up on the phone, as opposed to going in person, and there are mindless, may not be the same as being in person, there are mindless, so too, going to Beis HaChitzah, going to the outer room, and being not far away, also has mindless, and Shulchan Aruch brings lamais, and Simon, Shin Lamed Hei, Sif, Ches, the Shulchan Aruch brings, that one should still visit Chel Mayim, just not go inside, he should stay outside. Okay. Says Gemar further, on this topic of refuah, arson is a type of like porridge. It's made of barley. It was good for a person, a sick person getting a cure. My arson, it means the peeled part of old barley that's taken at the beginning of the nafia, like the sifting process, that barley. And further, it has to be slow cooked. It's got to be cooked for a long time, like the meat of an ox, the Gemara and Shabbos uses that as a mushroom, something which takes a long time to cook, like the meat of an ox. Abbasiv says, Samidi Tisari Atika the Resh Nafya. Similar but different. The fine flour of the old barley that was taken at the beginning of the sifting process. And again, Amrabai, Bayim Bishula, Kirisatura, it needs to be slow cooked like the meat of an ox. Amrabi Yechanan. Burdam Imvakan, someone who's sick with Burdam, you don't visit him, Amos Kishmai, and you don't even mention his name. So Burdam is illness, the Mars explained, it's a terrible illness which caused the person to ooze out blood. And we're saying you don't visit a person because it's embarrassing. Famous Kirin Shemai. Now, what's the famous Kirin Shemai? So, Tumachim, the Drainim, what is the famous Kirin Shemai? Ron says, you don't say plainly sick with boredom because it's not Lashanaki. Because, yeah, it's not a pretty illness, so it's not a Lashanaki to say that. Tayyah says, no. Other Shem say as well, you don't say so and so sick with boredom because it's embarrassing for him. Forget about the fact that it's not Nucky. I mean, it's embarrassing for him to be mentioned that name of the illness with him. Ben Yedda says, interesting that this is more spiritual. Every sickness has like a malach that's mamuna on that illness. Has malach on the illness. And when the malach hears people say the name of the illness, the malach jumps into action because his name is being summoned. Right? Maybe I shouldn't say it now, but I call it the cold, the strep. There's a malach that's mamuna on that illness, and when it's called out, he jumps into action. And therefore, saying the name of the illness itself, especially a bad illness, a dangerous illness, is something we try to avoid in order not to give keichas to that malach. This could be the idea behind. Yeah. Exactly. Yena machla, right? The dreaded machla. It's Yena machla, it was referred to, without being referred to it by his actual name, because of maybe this related to Agamara. Agamara at least says, Emas kem reshmai. So whether or not it's because of what Ben Yedda is saying about the giving the malach keichas, or for some other reasons, Emas kem reshmai is already brought in as far back as Agamara. My taima, Amar Blazer, Meshuk Ma'ayan Haneva. It's like someone who's floating. Why don't you visit a person? But you don't visit him because he's oozing out blood. From a blazer, lamanik shemai burdim. What's called burdim? Shum ayna neiva, because just like the bore of a burdim actually refers to like the bar of a dam of water. So too over here, the person is oozing out blood. It's flowing from his body. Umrapim refers nefesh. Back in the Mishnah, it said that he could heal him before his nefesh, but not refuos mammon. What does that mean? Hey, Chikatani, what does it mean, refuos nefesh, opposed to refuos mammon? Elaim and refuos nefesh b'chinam. If it means, what you mean to say is, you're allowed to heal him refuos nefesh without taking money, refuos mammon b'schar, but if you heal him refuos mammon, you can't do it for free, you gotta take schar. So, meaning you're saying, you're allowed to heal him, And if it's something that people do for free, you can do for free. Something that people charge schar for, you have to charge schar because you can't give them the benefit, keep the money. If that's the case, then listen carefully. Why are you making him for his nefesh, for his mammon? If that's what the Mishnah means to say, just say simple. You can heal him for free, but not for schar, because you can't give him the benefit of payment. Says the Ella, or of keeping the payment. Ella, for his nefesh kufai, for his mammon bapta. For his nefesh means healing his own physical body. For his bapta means healing his animal. It means healing his money. You can heal himself because it's a mitzvah to heal somebody, and therefore we're saying it's not a problem. Even though you're able to take care of his own body. However, healing his animal is really tending to his money, and that's a problem that you cannot do. That you cannot do. That's a problem because of your iser hana. Amrav tzitzra tzuvi amrav. Even if he can't heal the animal directly, he can give advice. Giving verbal advice, that's a good eitzah for the animal. That's a bad eitzah. That's a good potion. That's good medicine. That's a bad medicine. That he's able to do. The Rani has more. The Rani says, what if there is no doctor to heal the animal? What if there's no, he can't be the doctor to do it because it's giving himself. What if there's no doctor? Then he could do it. Why? Because that's called the Shavas Aveda. Unbelievable. Ron says that if you're not going to heal the animal, no, and there's no one else to heal the animal, then the animal's going to be, it's one thing to do it and then someone else. So you're giving him an up. But if there's no one else to do it, then it becomes like it's an aveda. What's the mali? A person loses an item and you're able to give it back. That's the mitzvah of Shavas Aveda. Mali, if the animal is going to die, he's going to lose the animal, and you're giving back the animal to Shavas Aveda, then it'll be mutter, b'teiris HaShavas Aveda, not b'teiris providing a service. It's b'teiris the service of HaShavas Aveda. On that, this, with this idea in mind, we have to stop, it's late. But with this idea in mind, we'll have to pick up for the Mishnah tomorrow, we'll be a little bit behind. But with this idea in mind, the Rambam, when he talks about being merapa, doctor healing, Rambam says, you know why? Because madach, I have a mitzvah of HaShavas, I have a mitzvah to be meshiv someone's aveda. Certainly, if a person's health is no good, I have a mitzvah as a doctor, if I know medicine, to restore the person's health. So that's Rambam's source, that a person has a mitzvah to heal his friend. Ask them first, the Marba Vakama, famous drasha, right, from the Pasha Mishpatim, Rak Shifta Yitain, Virapai, Yirapai, Mekash and Nitim Rishos, the Rei for the Rapais. Why does Rambam have to go to a lumdus from HaShavas Aveda? Again, Rambam gave me to HaShavas Aveda, like Abdi Behema. But Rambam goes to a lumdus of HaShavas Aveda to say a doctor can help go heal someone else because it's a form of HaShavas Aveda. Virapai, Yirapai, simple Pasuk in Chumash. It says the doctor's allowed to heal, it's a Pella. So the simple answer is, they say that Rambam is making a chiluk between being allowed to heal and be mechuyev to heal. And Rabbi Pirush Mashayis brings this as the source, it's a Shavas Aveda, as the source that you're able to, the doctor's supposed to heal someone. The Farshim explained that Rambam was coming to say that the Tartmima, the Chumash, says, Rambam's coming to explain a source that you're mechuyev to heal. Rabbi just says, I would have thought of Kosh Baruch Hu make someone sick. Who says I have Rishus? Who says the doctor is just healing them? Obviously, a Kosh Baruch Hu wants to be sick. No, Rabbi says he has Rishus. That's Lashon Gemara. Mekan Shanitim Rishus L'Rapais. Rambam was coming to say, it's not just good enough to say there's Rishus. How do we know there's an obligation to go try to heal someone? Says Rambam from HaShavas Aveda, if I'm Meshav his monetary stuff, certainly I have to Meshav his body. Taisa Takan that Gemara says, how mean it would be that a doctor could only heal a human inflicted wound? Just back with the same idea with Tarpima. So he says, but I would think that a doctor cannot heal a sickness from Shemayim, because if it came from Shemayim, who are we to get involved? Kamashpon Rapi Rapi. But again, that's saying you're allowed to heal. Rambam is eating that you are mechuyev as a doctor to heal. There's a mitzvah. Pause over here. Pick up for the Mishnah tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.